Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's see. Is it Auntie Betty reading the Deuteronomy today or Auntie Carrie?
Auntie Betty.
Okay, you may go ahead and start reading while we wait for others to join in.
Okay, I'm reading Deuteronomy chapter 32, starting at verse 27. Was it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries shall behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this? For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they are wise, that they understand this, that they will consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Lord has shut them up? For their rock is not our rock, even our enemy, their self being jury. For their vine is the vine of Solomon, and the field of Gomer. Their grapes are the grapes of gall, their cluster of bitter. Their vine is the poison of dragon, and the cruel venom ass. Is not this laid up in the store for me, and sealed up among my treasure? To me belong vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the thing they shall come upon may haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servant, when he is seen that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their God, their rock in whom they trust, which did eat the fat of their sacrifice and drink the wine of their drinking offering? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to the heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance in my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrow drunk with blood, and my soul shall devour flesh, and that which the blood of the slain and the captives, for the beginning of the revenge upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nation, with his people, for he shall avenge the blood of the sovereign, and will render vengeance in the adversary, and will be merciful unto the land and to his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshi, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your heart unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life and your thought which thing you shall prolong your day in the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses the selfsame day, saying, get thee up into the mountain, Aram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for the possession. And die in the mountain where thou goest up, and be gathered unto the people, and Aaron thy brother died in the mount of Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because you trespass against me among the children of Israel at the water of Meribah and Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go hither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. We do have quite a list here, so go down the list and do a roll call here. We have Auntie Betty, Mom, Angela, Hubert, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie. We have Brother Daniel. And we also have a new caller. I'm not familiar with the number. The last four digits is 9346. Okay, maybe they just want to be a listener tonight. Oh, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, did I call Daniel's name?
Amen.
Yeah, Daniel called in as well. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Carrie.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy kingdom come. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another day and another time for your word. Lord, we just ask that you just be with us and guide us and lead us unto what we need to do, what we need to say. This is your time that we, this is our time that we are including you with the family. Lord, we just ask you this, let this family be closer together and love each other, even though we're not blood, but we still family because we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Man, thank you for that prayer, Auntie Carrie. Next, we'll just go down the list here. If you have something to share, we'll call on Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up in the high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelves, one of you and one for Moses and one for Eli." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them. A voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "To get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Do not tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man had been raised from the dead." Amen.
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 For that reading, I teach God out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of James 5:13. This chapter, 13 through 20, says a vision of God, little church. A word tell us that in the last days many false prophets will arise to deceive believers in the world. Has that already happened? And some people who lead our churches for teaching. In our churches around the world, we see a preparation of churches. But are they the real church, and how can we tell? James makes a point to say that the prayers of the righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. In other words, if you are in a right relationship with Jesus Christ and you pray honestly, persistent, and with conviction, your prayer will be answered. If that prayer is in accordance with God's will, it will move heaven and earth. First, fervent prayer is essential to the church and a sign that the church is real. The Church of Jesus Christ not only prays for the sick, but experiences supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. The Church of Jesus Christ prays that sinners will be reconciled to Jesus Christ. It is not surprising when people come and seek him in their midst. In the real church, members pray for, confess to, and teach each other with openness and acceptance. The Church of Jesus Christ also pray for and help reconcile to Jesus Christ those who have wandered away. The real Church of Jesus is a place of healing, reconciliation, saving, and redeeming. The goal of everything it does is to bring physical, spiritual, and social health and healing to all of those it touches. It is a place where the miraculous become commonplace as its members and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of James. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Acts 16, beginning with verse 25. It talks about the power of praise. Midnight, Paul and praise. And sang praises unto God. and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison door open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household." And they spake unto them the words of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of night, and washed their stripes, and were baptized, he and all his family. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and they rejoiced, believing in God with all his household, because God had saved the jailer and his family through the praise of Paul and Silas. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I'll go to Angela. Are you reading with us tonight?
She said, "Come back to her."
Okay. Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Who did you say?
Auntie Carrie.
Oh, yes. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 53. "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form of calamity, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief, and he hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow, and we did esteem him strictly, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and chastised for our peace upon him. And with him and with his stripes we are healed. We are all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I've been coming out of the book of Luke, 17, chapter 1 through 10. First. "Then said he unto the disciples, Jesus is but that offenses will come. But woe to him to whom they come. It was better for him that a millstone was hanging about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to the sycamore tree, be plucked up by the root and be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plying and feeding cattle, will say to him by and by, when he has come down from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drinking, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Will he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? After all, not. So likewise, ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Luke. Let's see. Angela, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Coming out of Job. Ooh, this is so long. Job 32. And I'm going to start at verse 9. It is not just.
Let me call you back.
It is not just older people who are wise. Older people are not the only ones who understand what is right. So I say, listen to me. I will also tell you what I know. I waited while you spoke. I listened to your explanations. I waited while you looked for words to use. And I paid close attention to you. But not one of you have proved Job wrong. Not one of you has answered his arguments. Don't you say we have found wisdom? Only God has seen Job to be wrong, not people. Job has not spoken his words against me, so I will not use your arguments to answer Job. These three friends are defeated and have no more to say. Words have failed them. Now they are standing there with no answer for Job. Now that they are quiet, must I wait to speak? And I is Elihu. No, I also will speak. I will also tell what I know. I am full of words, and the spirit in me causes me to speak. I am like wine that has been bottled up. I am ready to burst like a new leather bag for holding wine. I must speak. Then I will feel relief. I must open my mouth and answer, and I will be fair to everyone. I will not flatter anyone. I don't know how to flatter if I do it. God, my maker, will quickly take me away. But now, Job, listen to my words. Pay attention to everything I say. I open my mouth. I am ready to speak. My voice came from an honest heart. I am sincere when I speak what I know. The Spirit of God created me. The breath of God, all-powerful, gave me life. Answer me if you can. Get yourself ready and stand before me. I am just like you before God. I was also made out of clay. Don't be afraid of me. I will not be hard on you. But I heard what you have said, and I heard every word. You said, I am pure and without sin. I am innocent and free from guilt. But God has found fault with me. He considers me his enemy. He locks my feet in chains. He closely watches everywhere I go. But I tell you, you are not right in saying this. God is greater than we are. Why do you accuse God of answering man's complaints? God does speak, sometimes one way and sometimes another. He speaks even though men may not understand it. God may speak in a dream or a vision of the night. This is when men are in deep sleep and lying in their beds. So just mainly about understanding God. Elihu, the youngest of Job's friends, began talking with Job. He didn't quite agree with Job's other friends, but he wasn't sure what the problem was. He told Job to think about who God was and the fact that he was eternal, to look at his creation and realize how much greater God is. Elihu was close to the truth, but he missed the point. By trying to provide an answer, we can't always explain our pain. We may never understand why living here on earth, why God does what he does, but we can always trust him and his wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Job. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm chapter 8. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. Out of the mouth of babe and suckling has thy ordained strength because of thy enemy. Thou hast mighty still the enemy of vengeance. When I consider thy heaven, the works of thy finger, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep, ox, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. I have to call on Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm just a listener and glad to hear everybody's voice. And amen to everybody.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. Thank you for calling in, Daniel. Okay, all right. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please.
Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
On our sick and shut in, put Kamisha, pray for Kamisha, Sylvia's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she just asked him for prayer.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that information, Auntie Carrie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Uncle Oliver, Miss Brown and family, Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Peters family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Hurd family, Jarrell and family, the Ross family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, Charlie and family, Andrew and family, Kamisha and family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Chatham family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, the Lucas family, Ruth Edwards, Charles and family, Miss Bird and family, the McClure family, LaTanya and family, Essie May and family, Mary Ann and family, Reverend Slappy and family, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Vernon family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Desert Kindred, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Eric, and Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of prayer. Father God, we ask that you cover our sick and shut-ins with your anointing glory. Fill us with your love and allow us to hear your voice and to remind us that you are still in control. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Take us by the hand and lead us in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're on birthdays, week of February 23rd through the 29th.
I have a Hope Williams on the 28th. And that's all that I have.
You said the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Huber, would you do the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Many, many more. Man. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and if you have something to share, please do so in Jesus' name. I'm going with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out the red book, praying for America. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under your wing and help her to continue to abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branch and this nation of this nation, and all members of Congress and the Senate of this nation, all of the leadership with all local states, region and federal agents, commission and government of this nation. I ask you to guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way. Lord, thank you for your protection hand that has shielded our nation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayers and requests of your people on the behalf of this nation. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of your son, Jesus, asking you to give us the divine protection for your people of this nation, according to John 16:23. I am asking you, Lord God, to ensure the safety of your people and to keep our nation from harm way and provide protection from the plan of destruction that has been plotted against us. We pray, Father, that you will intend a hand of protection against all of the destruction force of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect this nation from evil attacks or acts of terrorism and stop the aggressors of terrorism that attempt to bring destruction against our nation. We pray that you will give wisdom and discernment to those who in authority to be alert to signs of wrongdoing in this nation. We pray that you will provide insight to nation and national, international, and local authority of this nation to act swiftly to avert all dangers protecting American life and property. Guide the authority of this nation in the effort to seek out and eradicate terrorism. Enable the military force of this nation to be swift, powerful, and and accurate in any action of intelligence, gather and security, Heavenly Father. We ask you to loose your mighty warrior and guardian angel to expose and destroy any potential danger that been planted against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and stronghold in time of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you not take your hand off America and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. We submit this to your hand, Lord. I give you the praise and I give you the glory that you hear our prayers and our supplication. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. Did you say out of the red prayer book?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a shaft which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise. But
I'm sorry,
that,
where are you coming from?
31 Days of Praise. 31 Days of Praise, a little
Amen.
Praise book. Okay, before I do that, I would like to share with the prayer line that a very dear friend of ours' son passed on last Sunday. And I understand he died in his sleep. And I spoke with the mother today, and they are just requesting prayer. But she says she feels he's in a better place. He had gained so much weight. And she says she don't know if he's doing his medications or not. But my plea for us is that I want you all to join with me in praying against this, what we call obesity. There's a thing that's going on among God's people. I mean, just it's not normal, really. Causing us to gain weight, like the food we eat, it's just causing us to blow up, and it's not good, and it's causing our health. He was only 49 years old, very vibrant young man, but he just couldn't seem to control the appetite. So I just ask that we pray for the family, and I ask the prayer group to join me in praying against weight gain, what we call obesity, in Jesus' name. Okay, with that being said, I would like to share with us that continuing praise. Through praise, we can bring glory and pleasure to God. It says that through praise, we give God something no one else in heaven or on earth can give that is the love and adoration, chose us before he created the earth. He designed us as a unique original so that we would be a special person unlike any other. He made us for himself, and he has made plans for an intimate relationship with us throughout all eternity. Such a God is not indifferent to our response to him. Our praise makes him glad. And when we neglect to praise him, it grieves him. Praise can help us to fulfill our destiny and our chief purpose in life and in the next. The chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Through worship, praise, and thanksgiving, we can minister directly to God, who seeks for people to worship him. Here lies the most compelling reason for praise, is that he desires our praise. So let us just praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Janice, for sharing with us, and we will stay in prayer for the family. And thank you for the reading us 31 Days of Praise. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, next I'll go to Brother Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of the book of Psalms 67, verse 1 through 7. God be gracious to us and bless us. And make his face shine upon us. Thy ways may be known on earth. Your salvation is among the nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nation be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the people with justice and guide the nation of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless in his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. I will go next, and my reading is out of Our Daily Bread. And the title is Eyes in the Back of My Head. And you can get the reading out of Psalms 33. And it goes on to say, I am grateful that God sees all mankind as he look upon us from heaven. He sees so much more than we do. He sees our sadness, our delights, and our love for one another. God sees our true character and always knows exactly what we need. With perfect vision, which even sees the inner workings of our hearts, he watches over those who love him and put their hope in him. He's our loving Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Let's see here. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report,
testimony song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 1 and skip down to verse 17 through 25. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So all the generation from Abraham to David were 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away until Babylon, a 14 generations. And from the carrying away until Babylon to Jesus Christ, a 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph, before they became together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to put her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the book of the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew. Next, I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Running out of Psalms 37. Do not be envious of those who do you wrong. Trust in the Lord and do good, and delight yourself in the Lord and take pleasure in it. It's all about walking in God's will, and there are prerequisites for walking in His will. When you choose God, the world may hate you. It can be lonely, but you need to just put your complete trust in the Lord. We've got to find the joy. Love Him with everything that you have. We need to know the Lord is real and kind. If you trust God, He will protect you. Rest in the Lord under His arms of protection and be patient. God will not force us to walk in His will. He will pour out His love and grace so we can choose. Isaiah 58:11. If you go there, the Lord will guide you. So let's just be good stewards. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms. Okay. That concludes our second round of testimonies, praise reports. And is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Well, we want to thank Jamie for coming in with us tonight. Glad to hear her voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We're glad to hear from her.
Okay. Yes.
Good to be back. I've been with y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as always, I would like to thank Daniel for joining in, even if he's just a listener. One day he's going to give us a breakthrough. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, before we go into our closing prayer, I need to assign parts for next week's program. I have Deuteronomy 33, and I think that one is just as long as 32. Let me double check.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not, because we have 34, too. Okay. All right, any takers for Deuteronomy 33?
I told you
to. I'll take it, Loretta.
It's Auntie Carrie, correct?
Yeah.
And praise God. Okay, now, do I have anyone to take on the blessing of the prayer line, which is the opening prayer? Any takers? Going once? Going twice? Mother May, would you do the honor?
Yeah, what? Okay.
Blessing the prayer line. Okay, I have closing prayer. Any takers for the closing prayer?
I'm going to do the closing prayer, then.
Oh, thank you, Brother Hubert. Okay, all right. Let's see here. We have Deuteronomy 33, Auntie Carrie. Blessing the prayer line would be Mother May, and the closing prayer would be led by Hubert. And we want to thank all the helpers that came out for us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, amen. Now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Brother Hubert.
Enter into his presence for prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and seeking truth. I come to you in gratitude, and love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in one accord in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mayor Hubert. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. Father God, we put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you all.